Welcome to the Robin Comrade Show. Rob Sanders.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Comrade Mike Dobreski.
Big, hairy American winning machine.
The Rob and Comrade Podcast.
Well, welcome into the latest edition of the Rob and Comrade Show, the podcast that divides the Palmetto State. I am Rob Sanders, your host. I'm kind of upset tonight. I do represent your reigning, defending national champions in the sport of football. I'm also a very depressed individual tonight, but I do have a co-host. All of his teams pretty much suck ass this year. He is the comrade, Mike Dobreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It is great to be here, and that is not true. Your statement is not true at all. It is great to be here. It's great to be a Gamecock. And tough night for the Braves. I just got off a podcast that was based out of Atlanta, and it was like a funeral. The people in the chat room, a lot of sadness. It's good to be in here where it's a little more upbeat, a little bit brighter. Not as many. Well, we have a lot of Braves fans here though too. But you know, still.
Well, I'm not.
I know you're depressed, but I'm sorry.
I'm not going to dwell on the Braves tonight because it's one of those things where it's like, this sucks. I don't want to talk about it. But the Braves lose tonight. Their season ends. And to kick us in the dick right after that, Brian McCann says, fuck it, I'm retiring. I don't want to be any more a part of this shit. I'm retiring. That's how it came across to me.
That was tough to watch. That was a little sad to see a guy go.
Well, the best part was there was a picture of him, like, they pinch hit for him. Okay? And it's like, obviously, Brian Snicker had no freaking clue. Or Brian Snicker, like, didn't care. Hey, we're going to get that 12 runs here as long as we pinch hit for McCann. That'll get us a 12-run spot. I don't think he knew. And if he did know, then he's a douche. He is a douche if he did know. So, anyway, we're not going to rant and rave on the Braves all night. It's just sad. That's pretty much all it is. I want to thank our patrons, Lawton Swan of Clemson Sports, Tuck the Czar of Clemson Sports, Thomas Dana Young, Stacey Marie Hamp, Keith Harrelson, Jamie Phillips, Tabitha Sims, Robert Knight, Positive Mike, Lisa Sister Harkins, Jeff Pritchett, who joined me earlier, Christian Young, Nathan Medlin, and Austin Powell. He helped contribute to my trip to ACC Operation Basketball, Mike. My credentials, there you go, like, you know. That's for Beth. We laugh at the credential joke all the time. We think it's funny. But, yeah, thanks to the patrons of the show. We also want to thank our sponsors, including Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart. You can go right there by Sonic. Check those guys out. They have the best wings, the coldest beer, and the best people are at Callaway's. We're going to have our big show there on November the 28th, right, Mike? Is it November 28th? 29th here, the day after Thanksgiving. So what you do
not Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, it's not Thanksgiving. If you show up on Thanksgiving, you know, somebody might be there. I got to ask Cheddar Bob about that. They may have somebody there for Thanksgiving. I don't know.
But you have a family dinner.
It would not surprise me, but I will not.
Interviews and... Mike Muse, Billy Muse,
Nick Muse.
You know, they're all probably there.
Did you know that Brian Peek is Billy Muse's son?
That's not true.
It's true. Billy is his son. Ask him.
Like Brandon Coon's my son? Same thing?
No, he's his son. That's his son.
I'm not believing that.
Okay, well, believe whatever you want. That's what they tell us. So.
How old is Brian Peek?
Brian Peek, well, I mean, Billy Muse is 806 years old. Let's make sure that we understand that. He was
Billy
on.
Muse's son.
It's Billy Muse's son, but it, like Billy is a fine sponsor of the program. But I mean, let's be honest, Billy is 806 years old. Like, he helped start William and Mary. Like, he was going to help with the founding fathers and starting William and Mary. Yeah, he got the William from William and Mary. Exactly. Thanks for that, comrade. So. They named it William after him, and then they told him, look, you're a big guy. We'll do all this stuff over here, like writing all this crazy stuff down and building a country. You take your ass over there, and we're going to send you to Japan later on, but just handle the football team. So that's what Billy does. But anyway,
They are open Thanksgiving Day. Mike Muse confirmed they are open Thanksgiving Day at Callaway's. I might go to Turkey.
I might go there for Thanksgiving if my wife kicks me out.
For a drumstick.
Go there and have some beer with my friends at Callaway's. It is Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. Thank those guys for sponsoring the show, including our Callaway's Pick'em. But before we get to that, DNC Trucking and Transport also sponsors the show. Hashtag Betty Wilson will never friend the comrade. Please let that trend on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
Comrade, read away.
Well, real quick, check the Robin Comrade Show Facebook page. I just uploaded a great picture of our show sponsor, Dennis Wilson, dressed in a Jadavian Clowney jersey. He looks like a big freak, just like Jadavian Clowney. And he looks like he can go ahead and hit someone, but he looks awful good in Garnet. I really think deep down he's a game
guy. Will you shut up and read the damn sponsor?
I may make it my Facebook profile picture for the next one.
You are needing to read the sponsor. This is business time, sir. Read the sponsorship.
I'm sorry. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Clemson is my national champion. Is it bad that I'm cheering for a Gamecock loss in November? I am so excited that with a sixth straight loss to Clemson, I get a signed, autographed, and numbered picture of the mighty Dennis Wilson booty. Rob carries the podcast. I am just wasting air on this show trying to keep up. It is utterly shameful to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. Before we get to our picks tonight, I got an interesting... You want to tell them about the call we got today? Or I got today?
What call is that? The meeting at the podcast network place?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So there was somebody that... There's a network that wants to buy our podcast is basically what it boils down to. And there were lots of, and the idea is we give them control of the podcast, but they that we continue to do shows, et cetera, and they sell our podcast. And they, if you check them out, they've got a huge amount of people that follow them online. And if we were just looking for people to follow us, it would be a hell of a move. Would you agree on that, Mike?
Yes.
So when the guy approached me, he wanted us to do, to be the college football version for them, for just South Carolina and Clemson. And I'm like, all right, so I'm listening to it. And then, you know, he talks about how we can do this and we can do that. And he goes, and by the way, the No Spin Zone segment, that's brilliant. Who writes that every week? And I was like, I do, which is kind of funny. So he loves the No Spin Zone with Dennis Wilson, which is kind of funny. And this is a guy that, you know, is over hundreds of podcasts across the country. But he really liked that. But he wants to buy the show. So he sent us this message saying that he... about what he wanted and stuff like that. And he wanted us to do everything for just South Carolina and Clemson. And I sent the stuff to Mike, and Mike was like, all right, that's not bad. And then, but then he sent us another message. And what did the other message say? The final offer. I sent it to you, right, Mike? You want to tell him what it said?
Yeah, the final offer after he talked to his people is that just, you know, they want to do it team-centric and just one team. So, you want to make it locked on Clemson.
And as soon as I read that, I was like, no, that's not going to happen. And I was like, I got to let Mike know. And I forwarded you the email.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was hiding from you or anything, but it was like, damn it. You know what I mean? Damn it. So they wanted Mike to do a locked on Clemson podcast with me. I was like, he's not going to sit through that. And then he told me on the phone.
I would have been really good, though. I could break down Clemson stuff in my snarky way. I could wear the Clemson shirt. Clemson, don't you do that? If you're a Clemson media, you have to wear the Clemson
shirt.
Get
the fuck out of here.
If you cover Clemson, you have to wear the Clemson shirt.
So, but it gets
Osterine free.
Get out. But then it gets better. And the guy's like, yeah, we do. We want you to do a show year-round, but we're not really into college baseball up here. And I'm like, no, that's not going to work either. You want us to not talk about college baseball? Are you out of your damn mind? So I had to tell this guy that wants to buy our show to basically go fuck himself, because I'm not selling the show and then you tell me how to run the show. Get out of here.
$2 million. You can have the show.
Yeah, well, $2 million, yeah. What do you want me to do? I'll wear a Gamecock shirt for $2 million.
There you go.
I'll talk about Will Muschamp being the greatest coach ever. I'll sit here and laugh about it as I burn money.
You'd be speaking factual for the first time.
I would not be speaking factual. Anyway, so for those listening, there are people that have liked what we've built. And, you know, when we started out doing, like, if you go back and listen to our first show, oh, it's so bad.
I mean, I was still good back then, but you were
no. Are you fucking kidding me? No, you weren't. You need to be honest. You were terrible.
I've always been.
No, you were freaking terrible.
You had to come along a little bit. I think now you've gotten.
I've been doing radio for like 15 years,
but now
doofus.
Podcasts though different. It's different.
It's not. Oh whole, God, get out with all that. Feel. Get out with all that.
A whole different feel.
You didn't know what the fuck the field was, you idiot!
But I took you to my wing. I took you to my wing. I encouraged
you. Oh, my God. Now it's getting to be stupid.
I gave you some tough love. And here you are. You're welcome. You're welcome, Rob.
Yeah, all right. Whatever. That is so ignorant. Jeremy Pruitt is a great coach. Yes, he is, Brandon Kuhn. Thank you for that.
That's my son, Brandon Kuhn.
Brandon Kuhn? Yeah. All right. Whatever. Let's get to our games tonight, Mike. We got 5 games this week. By the way, one person here actually leads the Pick'em contest. That would be me. One person actually lost ground last week. That would be you. But I lead the way at 72% overall, 26 for 37. Jeff Pritchett was on the show with us earlier on our Facebook feed. He's at 24. He picked the Fritz last week. And that was the difference in him picking up some ground. John Michael Stroud and Ben Simmons all right there at 23. The Comrade's falling away. He is a picker in decline. That's what he is. He's at, what is the Comrade at? 22 with Jeremy McClure. Dennis Wilson's at 21. The mighty Wilson booty there. Chris Edwards, Mark McCurry, Carlos Holder, Dalton DeBose, Brian Peek, which is Billy Muse's son, by the way. And Sally Donegan, all at 21, along with Jimbo. James Dunn's at 21. Cale Hall's at 20 after his 0 last week. The hell, Cale. I'm so disappointed in Cale. Couldn't get one pick right. Damn it, Cale. Lewis Boland's at 20. Eddie Hicks is at 20. Wendy Wyatt's at 20. Jason Sims, Kim Bellinger, Thomas Powell, Billy Muse, Jamie Phillips, all at 19. Fritz the Cum Bucket is at 18. He likes cum sandwiches. That's what Dina tells me. Joe Anders is at 18. Tyler Crowder's at 18. Christian Young's at 18. Keith Whitley's dead. He's also at 18. Kevin Starkey, Kyle Spivey, Chris Driver, Sean Fletcher, Rich Long, Chris Smith, all at 18. Trey Gunnels is at 17, along with Tyler Thompson, Zach Celentano, Jamie Spire, Shane Bagwell, Tyrone Quarles, Chris Rents, Lisa Sestair, and Tabitha Sims. Thomas Danny Young's at 16. Lowell Adelette's at 16. Matt Hewlett's at 16, along with Nick Marson, Gale, and Mike Muse. Jay Bennett's at 15. David Butts is at 14. Zach Abercrombie is at 13. David Sanders is at 13. Gary Mills is at 13. Seth Stokes and Matt Tomlinson is out of the Mickey Freeman Trophy race right now. Along Richard Stein's at 12, Tim South is 11, and Dean Kiesler is at 10. So there you go. Now we make our picks for this week. 5 picks, all against the spread. We have 3 possibilities. What do you have? 1, 2, 3. 3 opportunities for a Fritz. So if you want to pull the Fritz and try to catch up, perfect example of that is what Jeff Pritchett did. He picked the Fritz, and it worked out well for him. But the picks will start with Mike. Why don't we work backwards, and we'll go with the Oklahoma and Texas game. Mike, do you want to pick first, or do you want me to?
I'll go ahead and go first. Unlike you, I'm not a big believer in Tom Herman. By the way, if you want to check out, there's a great Cotton Bowl or a great rivalry story about the Mike Leach when he was an Oklahoma assistant. He went ahead and he dropped a fake play sheet on the ground for Oklahoma. And Tom Herman, a graduate assistant of Texas at the time, like a little sniveling little, you know, phony, picked it up and thought it was real and gave it to the defensive coordinator and the game plan for the game. Well, it turns out that there was all fake plays, and Oklahoma, who was an underdog in that game, throttled them. Okay, so that's how dumb Tom Herman is. Okay, your coach, Tom Herman, Jermaine Pruitt.
Hold on. You're just upset because Tom Herman was the first choice for South Carolina, and he told you, I do not want to go to that shithole. I will not do it. This is garbage. Why did my agent even remotely try to get me in here? That's why Gamecock fans hate Tom Herman. But go on. Keep going.
Stop trying to play.
Keep going. Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you ask Georgia what they think of Tom Herman when he fist-fucked them last year in the bowl game? Ask them about that.
I'm going to say all that to say this. I'm going to take Texas with 10.5 points. Why?
You just ran their coach into the shitter. But no, I'm taking Texas. You guys see the shit I put up with?
I think Texas gets a late touchdown with a little backdoor cover and loses 41-31. That's my pick. Take the Longhorns. Horns down or up. But Tom
Whatever.
Was a moron. Okay.
I'm taking Texas with 10.5. I think too many points.
Damn you. I thought for sure you'd take Oklahoma.
Why would I take Oklahoma?
Because I thought
Look, I can't help that you're so far behind. You have to worry about what I'm picking.
You're
far behind. The next game we have is Florida at LSU. LSU is a 13-point favorite at home. Would you like me to go first, or would you like to go first?
Go ahead.
You know, no one's giving Florida a chance. Everybody's giving everything to LSU. It's the same way that it was last week with Auburn's going to kill them. LSU is pretty good. If you told me to rate teams 1 through 4 in the college football playoff, I'd have them at number 1. I'd have them ahead of Clemson right now. I'd probably have Clemson at 2. But I don't think Florida's going to go down there and embarrass themselves. I think they're going to lose. I think it's going to be like 7 to 9 points. I also think that the Gamecock fans, and I'm calling this now, that are running around, oh, I think we can beat Florida, you are dumber than dirt.
You're dumb.
No. You will not beat Florida, heads up. Will not happen on any planet, okay? And you know what? We can have a nice another little bet there for the Callaways Live show if you want to get into that, but that's not happening on any level.
Okay, Baldy.
I'm already bald. I don't have a problem with it, but we'll find something else we can do. So, yeah, there we go about that. But I'm taking Florida to cover. I don't think that they'll win. They'll come up just short because winning down there in the Bayou is tough. But give me Florida plus 13.
Okay, first of all, I don't want to preview next week already, but just understand something. Florida's playing Auburn and LSU back-to-back and then going to South Carolina. This happened, okay, a few years back, and the Gamecocks were in the same position when Will Muschamp was the coach. We played Georgia, LSU, then went to Florida, and we went in that game and looked like crap. That was
You're not comparing yourself to being Florida, are you? You got to remember, you're a shithole. Remember that. Anyway, go ahead.
I think any team in college football is better than your team.
I'm talking about the team, the Connor Shaw team, the top 10 ranked team, Gamecocks. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So anyway, but I'm not a preview right now, but it's a perfect scenario for beat them next week. And we will beat them next week, okay? Mm-hmm. We will beat them next week. You know what's going to happen, too, is you'll take us against the spread next week, too, because you'll start doing your little moonwalk, and you'll moonwalk it back, okay?
I'm not moonwalking.
That's what happened. So this week, I want Florida to win this game. I'm pulling Florida to win this game because I want Florida. I want Florida. I want
Florida. You're talking about.
I want the Gators be up there as one of the best teams in the country. I want them a week of telling them how great they are. Okay? Yep. So when we beat them, it's a signature win for Muschamp. Because if they get blown out this week and we beat them, we go, oh, the Gators stink. We always knew they stunk. I want them to beat LSU, and I want them to come to Columbia being a
team that's playoff bound, okay? This team's good. So we smack him around. It's Will Muschamp gets revenge on his former team. That's going to happen. I don't think they win this game. I'm kind of like you. Unfortunately, you have learned all my betting secrets. And it's really, it's sad. It's sad. It's rubbed off because now it is. You know, years ago, I destroyed you because you didn't know how to bet. Now you know how to bet these games. Same thing. I don't think they win, but their defense is too good to get blown out. I think they lose by about 10 points as well. I'm taking the Gators.
If you had all these betting picks, you would be leading. I don't understand what you're talking about. Because... Ben says, thanks, Rob. I don't know what that means, but thank you, Ben. Thanks for checking out the show. We appreciate you, Ben, our recruiting coordinator.
Ben must be taking LSU in Oklahoma, and he thinks he's making up ground now. Too bad Ben will probably go 0-5 this week. If you talk junk about the Pick'em contest and your standings to either of Rob and I, it is documented. You go in the hole. Every time it happens, either A, you forget to get your picks in, or B, you go 0-5, okay? What's his face? Jamie Spires was talking junk about 5 weeks ago, okay? He's had a tough like last 4 weeks. It happens. Carlos Holder, okay, talk junk, forgot to put his picks in. So Ben Simmons, tread lightly, my friend.
Jeff says it happened to him too. Look, I'm not going to tread lightly on this. I will finish ahead of Fritz the Cum Bucket. Guarantee it right now. I may not win, but I'll finish ahead of Fritz the Cum Bucket. I know that'll happen.
Okay, Ben, listen. Ben, this goes SC isn't Florida, LSU, Georgia. No. What I'm telling you is Florida was not a very good team that year. What I'm saying, we had to play Georgia and LSU back-to-back, and that took a toll on us going to Florida, who was not a good team. We lost to them. So we're the not-good Florida team is what I'm trying to say, okay?
You're not Florida. You're not even
that year. That Florida year.
No, you need to put in your place. You guys are missing the analogies.
Okay,
I get the analogy, but when you compare yourself to being Florida, it's not working for me. You're the bastard stepchild of the SEC.
Okay, going back now, Florida was not a very good team. We were the better team. We're the top 10 ranked team. Okay, Florida was not a very good team. Will Muschamp was a coach. That's what I'm trying to say.
How'd that team finish out that was in the top 10? How'd that happen?
They finished in the top 10.
Did they win it? Did they win a championship?
No. As I'm saying, and Florida won't either. So my whole point is the Georgia and LSU games is why we lost to a team, Florida, we should have beaten. And I'm saying the LSU-Auburn games is why Florida will lose to a team they should beat in the Gamecocks. That's my analogy. You guys are not very good at picking
I get the
stuff.
Analogy, but it's horseshit.
No, you don't. You
yes,
guys
I
don't
do.
Get it.
It's you're like, trying it's to like compare trying yourself that you're Florida,
explain,
but you're not.
It's like I forgot who I'm talking to. It's you talking to taters. They don't understand the basics of an analogy.
I completely understand analogies.
No, you don't. Ben's lost. You're lost.
I understand analogies. I don't know what you're talking about. Brandon says that Florida team was good that year. They was 11-1 and they lost.
That wasn't that year.
Correct your son because he doesn't understand your goddamn analogy either. He's your son, right? Fix it.
That wasn't a good Florida team.
Anyway, Alabama's at Texas A&M. Texas A&M is getting 18 points at home. I'm taking the Aggies with the 18. There you go, Mike. Have at it.
You're such an idiot.
Yeah. You want to take the Aggies too, don't you? Yeah, go ahead.
So, anyway, I do want to say something nice about Clemson. Okay, well, not really nice, but one thing I've noticed though is that everyone's kind of piling on Clemson, which they should because Clemson is overrated. Okay, so they should, but the one thing I've noticed that no one really gets on Bama because Bama's overrated too. Okay, Bama is not what they were either. Okay, but no one really talks about that. So the Clemson fans do have a point. I mean, they're a little bit sensitive. I tell them they're pretty every day. Tell them they're pretty. So I say on Twitter, whenever a Clemson fan gets mad, I said, someone please tell this fan that they're pretty. Tell them they're pretty. But I don't think Bama is what they – I think Bama's got some issues. On top of that, you know, I give reasons for my picks. You just, like, put the picks out there because you're just basically taking darts and throwing darts. All you do is throw darts. You're a dart thrower.
I'm winning.
I give reasons.
I'm winning.
Kellen Mond is a much different quarterback at home than on the road. We saw that at Clemson. At Clemson, he looked like, you know, basically Rob Sanders playing quarterback. And at home, he looked like
a quarterback.
Okay, so at home, I think it's a big day. I don't think they beat Bama. I know someone picked in here. Was it Dennis Wilson? No, or someone I saw picked A&M and went out. Rich Long. Rich Long did. I don't think they went outright. I think Bama holds on and wins the ugly game, kind of like how you guys beat them the same way. I think Bama holds on and beats them, but they don't cover this spread.
Well, by the way, something brewing in the Facebook Live chat room this evening. We need to have an episode of Maury because Ben Simmons says that Brandon Coon is his son. So since he is his son, y'all need to go on stage and I need a paternity test to find out who is Brandon Coon's dad.
No, it's Chuck. Brandon Coon, who do you want to be your father, Ben or I? He'll choose.
Oh, holy shit, are we going to put Brandon Coon on the spot? Ben, he's already told Ben Simmons to shut the hell up.
Exactly. If that was his father, he would not be disrespectful that way.
Brandon Coon, you are. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, next game is South Carolina and Georgia. Mike, you want to pick first?
Yes, I just got off a podcast in Atlanta, how to make a prediction, and of course I was brilliant. I mean, the insight I brought to that show,
you probably shit
was,
on
I was
that
brilliant.
Show.
They were just thought it was great, and you know, here's the thing. I think at halftime we're trailing 14-13. We may be up 14-13. I think we may have the lead 14-13. On the show, I said we're down 14-13. I'm going to say we lead at halftime 14-13. Okay, and then things don't go our way. I just think time possession wise, I think they're going to kill us time possession. I think second half will be run down and they'll beat us. But we'll become some good signs. Some good signs will be in the game. But Georgia is the best team we'll play all year. They are the best team we'll play all year. We won't play a better team than Georgia. Not even close. Bama's not as good as Georgia. The Paul Nation's horrible. So, final score, Georgia 42-41, Gamecocks 20. We cover the spread, but don't get the win.
Brandon Coon says that Skylin, father of 7,000, is Ben Simmons' son.
That makes more sense. It looks more like Ben.
Ben Simmons is going to want to fight. It's going to be bad. Oh, man. All right, well, here's my thing with the Georgia-South Carolina game, and you run your mouth and say that I don't give reasons. Here's something that's interesting on that front. As far as offense goes, you think that the Georgia Bulldogs would be a team that is pass-heavy because they've got Jake Fromm, and you always hear about the great stuff that Jake Fromm does. He's a very efficient quarterback. He has the ability by himself to pick on that Will Muschamp-led defense that is a shithole, including the secondary, which he's responsible for, is a shithole. And he could put off 50, 60 points if he wanted to, just throwing slant routes and running up and down the field. But the Georgia offense only runs at about 260 yards passing per game, which is about fifth in the SEC. But the Georgia Bulldog offense is also number one in the SEC in rushing at 250 yards a game. The Gamecocks have issues stopping the run, especially when teams stick to it. And Georgia will win this game probably by 25 to 30 points. I'm going to take Georgia and give up the 24. Because just remember, South Carolina is not that good. They're not that good. Now, of course, if they read their fan base,
pick up
players, if the players read the fan base stuff, they're going to be like, oh, well, we have Georgia next week. We're going to Florida next week. We're going to walk all over them. No, you're going to lose that game too. Bad. It's going to be bad, bad, bad. Final game, Florida State at Clemson. Clemson's a 27.5-point favorite. I'll go first here, comrade, if that's cool with you.
All right.
All right, so here's the thing with this game. I never thought I would see Florida State as a 27.5-point underdog. I do like what Florida State is doing with Cam Akers. They're trying to give him the ball a little bit and make him the focal point of the offense. That's what Kendall Browse is doing there. But the Florida State defense gives up 29.5 points a game. That has nothing to do with their offense. The Florida State defense is shit. Simple as that. Clemson's had a week to prepare for them. It's a hell of a lot of points, but I'm going to go with Clemson to cover the 27.5.
Listen, you know, FSU sucks, but I just don't think you guys are that good. I don't think you guys are as good as you think you are. I think there's some problems. I think Trevor Lawrence has looked pretty average. Apparently his shoulder is sore. He got hurt in the A&M game. Probably an MRI that everyone, they kept from everybody. It was just a bruise. Maybe it's more than that. I don't know. But I think he has some issues. I think you're not playing very well right now. I think there's some issues with your team. I think there is. I think you're a little overrated. And so I'm going to take FSU. We get a late score, a little late slant pass, and you'll all be mad. Yeah, everyone will be mad. Oh, how come Florida State's keeping their guys in? How come they're calling the timeout trying to get the last touchdown? Well, Willie Taggart, I can't stand him. And they'll do that, and they'll cover the spread. And you'll be upset and triggered, and I'll pick up two games on you this week. Fine by me.
Just like you were picking up two games last week, right?
I'm picking up this week. Take FSU. Plus, the numbers say the same thing, too. All the numbers I'm reading, all the power numbers, has you guys about 20 points better, 21 points better. The line's overblown. It really is an overblown line. I'm sorry. It's one of the lines that are overblown. So take FSU to cover.
All right. Well, there you go. Those are our picks, ladies and gentlemen. The comrade, go down who you got. You've got South Carolina covering, Florida State covering. Imagine that. I think we agree on Texas.
I'm shocked Texas you took A&M. Texas.
Why are you shocked I took Texas?
Because I thought you mentioned last week that that's an easy pick, almost like to destroy them.
Yep.
I thought you said that. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Comrade, that's our picks. You have anything else to add for the show this week?
That's it.
All right. With that, this show is a wrap.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Comrade podcast. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good and follow the comrade at the Pesky Pole.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.